I just clarify something?
Yeah, sure.
So basically, there's no one to find out that possibly to fill in. You're putting on, I think you mentioned you're putting on for 20 years.
Yeah.
So basically, you get no scar at all.
So we discussed yesterday that many authorities say that no, if you, that it's, they actually say that you get reward for it, you get schar for it. Yeah, because it's an oinus, it's as if you couldn't do any, you couldn't have done any better. So many authorities hold that as long as there was no negligence involved, in other words, if you got ones wet or in the sun or it got like, then you have to check. And if a person, but if nothing happened, there was no negligence involved, you just every day you put on for it, then it's fine.
Well, because of
Machshava. Onus, commander of it, Rav Rosen says. Onus is as if you did the mitzvah. No, that's not what he says. He says more the aspect of if you try to do the mitzvah and it's an onus, then it's as if you. Yeah, it's a bit similar. Yeah, I think the onus is according to, it's not the machshava aspect. It's just they actually did it with the right intentions. I think according to Avosna, if you just intend to do it, then something, it's not, wouldn't be good enough. It's that you did it thinking that you did it right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I have a feeling that some authorities don't agree with it, but there's certainly many authorities who hold that if you, for years in, years out, you put on the tefillin and you thought that it's true, then it's as if you can't admit. So we did mention that Shlomo Zalman says the best way to do tshuva for such an instance, I thought it's really interesting, is to add a bit of a few minutes of tefillin every day. Rabbi Yisai, yesterday we also spoke about hanging tefillin. Hanging tefillin. Yep, that's. Okay. Siv Beis Rabbi Yisai, Simon Mem Siv Beis, Beis Sheish Boi Tefillin. A house which has tefillin, also the shamish mitosoi. It's not actually bais. Doesn't mean in this context of it. Doesn't mean house. It means room. There's no relations. No relations permitted. No marital relations. Also the shamish mitosoi in a room where there are tefillin. Until you take them out. Or you put them kli. You put them in a kli within a kli. Vehu she'ein hashenim yuchad lahem. And when we talk about kli b'tzorich kli, that you have them in a double kli, we're going to speak about that because it's really important also in terms of mezuzahs, we'll get to that. Kli b'tzorich kli, it must be, it's only defined a kli b'tzorich kli if the second one, one of them, the second is not miyuchad for it. Shemu miyuchad, because if it's miyuchad, if it's designated for that purpose, afilo me'o, even 100 layers, chashuvim ke'echa is considered one. If they're both not designated for it, then it'll be fine. So what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us is as follows. So we're talking about over here, tefillin, one is not allowed to have tefillin in a room where there is relations taking place. Now, it's not only relations, Mishnebuah points out, it's also in a room, Mr. Cotton Hay, Mishnebuah says, Lasut Rochav. So if there's a room which is a toilet, same aloch as a bed. But that is important in terms of mezuzahs. Now, in terms of mezuzahs, any other mezuzahs, we often have the question that rooms need to have, if you want, I know, obviously, toilets don't need mezuzahs generally, but you're still not going to know the aloch. What is the yeah. Yeah, so that's a different discussion. That's discussed later. Here we're just talking about tefillin or mezuzahs in rooms which have this level of. So what are you meant to do? Says the Shulchan Aruch says you're going to have kli b'tzorich kli. What does that do? Kli b'tzorich kli. So say in your bedroom you want to have a kli b'tzorich kli. How do you achieve that? How do you achieve a kli? So kli b'tzorich kli literally means a kli in a kli. But provided that one of them is not miyuchodim likach, if it's designated for that, then it's not, then it loses its value of a kli. Such as, I think a really good example is the box that we use for the tefillin is not much of a keli in terms of, well, it's very protective and it's good and you've got to have it, etc. But in terms of the halachas of tznius and it's not good enough. It's not considered a proper how should we call it, separation, etc., because it's made for that. If you put it in a bag, if you put it in a box, if you put anything not designated for that, that would be considered then a kli besoich kli. That's a lot better. You need to have kli besoich kli, two separate units separating it. So that's really the question of the mezuzahs. Yeah, what do you want to say? The mezuzahs. So if you have a mezuzah on your bedroom door, that's really where these halachas comes into it. Because you need to have a kli besoich kli. The mezuzah also has got that level of kedusha, not just tefillin, mezuzah as well. So you've got to make sure that it's a kli besoich kli. How is our tefillin, how is our mezuzah a kli besoich kli? That's right, they're wrapped up. That's not considered miuchodim lekach. That's just some plastic. And then it's got a box around it. The box is probably a box. What's that?
The box is definitely miuchod.
Yeah, the box is probably considered miuchodim lekach. But if one of them is miuchodim lekach, the other one isn't, then it's fine. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. But that's right. No, it doesn't make a difference if it's see-through or not. The box being see-through might be a problem, yeah. But that's not, that's, why is that a problem if the box is see-through? It's a problem. Yeah, because I'm not sure anymore. But in terms of kli besoich kli, that wouldn't be, it doesn't make a difference. I don't know, there's another reason for it, I'm not sure what it is.
Is it because of Hashem's name?
I don't remember. Maybe, I don't remember.
Don't some people
now
use boxes?
Boxes? In a plastic?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so probably what they do, I also remember seeing, I don't know how to do it though, what they probably do is they probably put two different units of plastics. Would be again a kli besoich kli.
Why is that not coming? Because my intention with that plastic is to protect them, isn't it?
Yeah, so miuchad is not defined by, miuchad, but what you, miuchad is defined by something which is specifically created, designed, and made for that mezuzot fill-in. Then it loses. It's not kli really. So kli, it's like bottle to the tefillin.
I'm wrapping it up.
Yeah, but you're wrapping it up. The plastic is not made for the tefillin. You're wrapping it up for that purpose, but the plastic is not being built, manufactured, and created for that. Yeah. Now, Rabbi said. Yeah. So the tefillin bag. It's interesting. I know what you mean. The tefillin bag is not considered miuchad lekach, because you normally would put in your tefillin bag. You don't, but you could really use it for something else. I know that certainly the talis bag is not considered a miuchad lekach. Even if you want to say that the tefillin bag might be, which most poskim hold it's not, but the tefillin bag is certainly not considered miuchad lekach for the tefillin. Plus, just by the way, it happens to be that the way we put our tefillin, we have tefillin in the tefillin bag. We're just filling it in a box, then we have them in a bag, then we have them in a talis bag, and then we have plastic around it. So that's certainly considered a kli besoich kli besoich kli. And one of them is maybe miuchad lekach. You okay with that? Yes, I know that some poskim, although you're not meant to use for other items for that, although you're not meant to put other items inside it, but in terms of kli besoich kli, they consider that in theory you could put something else in there. It's not made for that. You could use it for another purpose. Say you.
You don't need to cover your tefillin bag in the bedroom.
Yeah. Again?
Got your tefillin bag in your bedroom.
Well, you need a kli besoich kli. Why is it kli besoich kli?
Because you're saying it's not miuchad.
Yeah, but you still need a kli besoich kli. One of them is miuchad, one of them not miuchad. One of them can be miuchad, one of them not miuchad. But you need still kis, besoich kis. Ah, yeah, then it'll be fine. Yeah. I don't know.
The outer plastic bags, they're prone to getting holes in
them. Yeah, I don't think a little hole would make a difference, though. No. Yeah, even if it's zipped open, I don't think it'll be a problem in principle. What about if it's in a box? Let's say you put And we're going to see soon that Sidurim, Chumashim, and Tzfarim, etc., they are also included in that problem. So we're talking about the highest level of Kedusha, you know, Tefillin, Mezuzahs. All right, what about printed matter? So we're going to discuss that in Mishnah Berurah shortly. We're going to see that it is a problem according to many, many poskim. So therefore, based on that, and you want to put it in a drawer, in a cupboard. You want to put it in a drawer. Would that be okay or not? Let's say a siddur. Let's talk about a siddur. It's okay. Why is it okay? Where's a kiss besides a kiss? Yeah, so what? Yeah, so mechitzah sorah sounds quite demanding. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and we're going to see that a box itself, which again is not purpose built for the sefer, right? Obviously. So since it's got, you know, it's got a few tefachim on each side, that's considered a very solid, very substantial protection. Therefore, there's no problem. So in theory, if you want to put a siddur in a toilet, it's not a great idea. But in theory, it's got that that layer of, it's okay. So is that considered kiss besuch kiss? So I know what a lot of people do if they have their sidurim and their minchas and their maribs and their things in their pockets. So what the best way to do it is, we're going to see soon, assuming that printed matter is a problem, etc. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah shortly, Be'ez Hashem. But the best way to do it is you put them in your pocket, which is considered a kiss by very definition, and it's not miuchad lekach. But then you shouldn't just put it. I never thought of that. Well, I know what a lot of people do. They'll put it in a plastic, or if you want to put it in your wallet or in anything like that. Yeah, that's it. Perfect. And if you put it like this in your trousers, in your pocket, that would be a very much a kiss besuch kiss. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. Okay. Very no gear for traveling, indeed. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So by the way, if a person finds himself, like you're saying, if a person finds himself in an airport and you're traveling on your own, all you have is your trolley and you've got your talisman filling in there. And so let's think it through. What is the best? You don't want to leave it out, because if you leave it out, then by the time you come back, it's going to be gone. So, and you're going to have to look in. What?
Unless it's Dubai.
What was in Dubai? Oh, really? It really works?
They leave handbags out with credit cards in it. Someone told me they came back and they said this.
Really? Yeah. And it works? Okay. So?
Yeah, you could leave your hand. You need to fill in outside.
Okay. Okay, but as long as, I suppose, they don't enforce the hand cutting in this area, and you want to take it into your so let's think it through. You got it filling in the filling bag, which is in a talus bag, which is in a plastic, which is probably in a case. So that would be considered a kiss. So a kiss, out of which one of them might be considered miuchad lekach, you're fine. It would feel very wrong to do that, and I know probably most people would still feel reluctant to do that. But really, strictly speaking, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not designed.
No, we're learning now that it's fine.
Even if your mama's got to take it into that shul.
Yeah. So it's because you've got to be here. Yeah. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah, you've got the Dalit, is widely quoted Rabbi Sai, and it's huge enough Nafkuminas Ladina. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah knew how far-reaching this psak is, and these words are. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah realized how far-reaching it is. V'uadin, in Tzivkot and Dalit. V'uadin, similarly, Chumoshim, or Sidurei Tfilois. Similarly, Chumoshim and Sidurim. Or Shah Sforim, or any other Sforim. Printed matter. Ben Beksivo, Betfos. Tfos means printed matter. Hakol yesh b'em kedusha. They all have got kedusha. Uveinon kli b'soich kli. And they will require kli b'soich kli. Whether it's for Beis HaKisse or Tash Mishmita, as mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, they must be treated with kedusha. Sforim, sidurim, etc. Vafilu imhem ksav meshita. Even if it is ksav meshita, which is hainu she'enu ksiv astam, v'ra ksav ashuri, which is not ksav ashuri, which is the letter shapes that we have in a Sefer Torah, but it's Ksav Meshita, which is what we call script. Handwritten style. All this has got Kedusha. So don't say, so there's two Kedushim over here. Kedush number one, printed matter has got Kedusha. Very far-reaching psak. Chiddush number base, that even you don't have ksav ashuri. Any form of shape of letters will be included in that. The kichas are safer. Now Mishnah says, oh, what about? Maybe that's considered. Maybe the cover. It's a good one, eh? Very good, says the Mishnah. Don't tell me the kichas. The kichas of ein nachshav is the kisui. Don't tell me that the cover of the sefer is considered the kisui. To whom a gufa sefer is literally words, because that's part of the body. That's part of the sefer. Uvin and oichne kisui will require two further kisuim after that. There is opinions who hold that printed svarim haven't got the kedusha. Only the halachas of kedusha that we're talking about is actual chonoch tefillin. Which is got, you know, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, that's what really is called Kedusha. Anything which is printed loses its Kedusha. The Chavas Yoyeh, my answer to the Chavas Yoyeh, writes a tshuva about that. He holds, which is quoted in other Achronim, that printed matter doesn't have any Kedusha. We don't normally paskin like that, but it's good to know. It's good to have that psak in your back pocket if you need. Your back pocket. Yeah, if you need. So there is such an opinion, which we don't normally pass in like that. Simon Reishain Aleph, Shekosev Kala Mikel B'Kedusha Sforim, and that's what the Mishnah means over here. Whoever is lenient with the Kedusha of Sforim, Hanitfosim, which are printed, Osilit in his Adin, he will have to give justice. For this leniency, the tfus have a kmo iksiva, because tfus is like siva. So we've got over here the Mishnebu who makes an outright opposition against his opinion. He said, no, don't tell me printed doesn't count. No, printed does count, and printed has kedusha. So you've got to make sure to treat it with its appropriate kedusha. Ach, but Shubas Chavazio, he brings it up. Shubas Chavazio, no, the local Chavazio is a bit more lenient. Sometimes you can be lenient, but this is an important stack. Mishnah of Cotton Vav tells us, you've got to take the sforim out, you've got to take the tzvillin out, you've got to take the mezuzah out, or bechede achen to another room. Oy, alternative shemavsi b'fnei mechitza gvoy yutfachim. You can also use a mechitza, any separation will do yutfachim. It's not so high. Make a separation. That does a trick as well. So that's an alternative option. Cover door would be fine, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you got, so if you've got, so yes, yeah, so yeah, so if something, yes, so I want to answer your question. A mechitza is considered one, if it's in a different contained area, the Mefarshim say, like in a drawer, in a cupboard, which is a different contained area, that it's as if it's in a different room. And therefore, you don't need kiss b'toch kiss. It's a different area. It's a different area, which it really is, right? But if you just have mechitza, that's considered one layer. It doesn't separate it altogether. That's what Achronim explain. And therefore, you still need one layer beyond besides that.
And this issue of
sneers,
presumably includes kids. You know, when your kids run around the house, you know.
No, we only find no. So in terms of no, the answer is we are specifically talking about these two issues over here. One is Besakisse, one is Tashmit. There's other halachas in terms of Ilchesnias, which we're not as far reaching as what was mentioned over here. They're more lenient.
The Mishnah Berurah says, is he talking about specifically those with Shem Hashem?
No. So very good. The answer is no. Anything which is written, which has got Kedusha, doesn't need to include Shem Hashem. It's one of the ways a Sefer reaches Kedusha is by having the name of Hashem. But anything which has got Torah, real Torah, if it's got a Pasuk, even without the name of Hashem, if it's got... Yeah. If it's got Kedusha... So if it, yeah, so that would also... Yeah, so that you don't need the name of Hashem to have to reach that level of Kedusha.
Right. And what about English, if it's in English?
The name of Hashem in English?
No, it doesn't have any...
Yeah, but still, it's still good. So we the halacha is we're passing that a sefer which has got real Torah, if it's real Torah, as opposed to history and as opposed to science, etc.
Like strive for truth.
If it's not a novel it's got no kedusha. But
strive
if
for truth, Rabbi,
that's definitely Torah. It's a translation of Michtov Melio. It's certainly Torah. Yeah. No question. Absolutely. So stories doesn't have kedusha, but I don't know. If it's it might still be okay. The story itself is certainly no. If the morale of the story at the bottom is just the two liners, and it might not be. The question will be if you need to say Birkas HaTorah for that. I think often you won't need to say Birkas HaTorah on that. Might be okay sometimes. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we want to continue this discussion a little tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay.